Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am here to serve you and help you grow, build, and launch your business. I think I did that wrong. Learn, develop, launch. Anyways, we're here to just help you guys, whether it's marketing, business, or just a random insight. And so today, this one's gonna be a little bit simple, and this is for the people who have maybe just started posting or have been posting for a while, just not getting the kind of traction that you want, maybe in, when it comes to like views and likes and maybe your follower count, depending on, you know, if you're following all those metrics. But let me tell you, the view count does not matter as much as you think it does. And we're going to get into this. But first, please subscribe. Please, if you have any questions, put them down below in the YouTube channel. We're on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all those places. And of course, you guys can go to growingmediamarketing.com to reach out to us to see if we can help you even further, because we love to help people. We love to grow their businesses and expand their reach beyond all measure. So, yeah. All right. So here's why view count doesn't matter, okay? If I told you that there were businesses out there who have like a YouTube channel of like a few hundred followers, they're not even monetized on YouTube, but they're making like 10 to 20K a month, would you believe me? Would you believe me? I mean, when I first heard that, I thought it was crap. I thought it was fake, right? And then you realize that depending on your goal, you don't really need a lot of followers. You know, if you have a business that's very niche down or that's very specific about what you do and how you do it, you got to think, does a follower count really matter? You know, like if you're an entertainment channel, the more followers you have, the better. Like that's going to be a given, literally always, right? Because then you get more viewers, and the more views you get, the more ads you can run, the more money you make off the ads, blah, 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 right? But man, here, when it comes to like running a business and having an offer, it's most of that stuff. It just doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's how you serve the people who become your follower, and if they want to work further with you, and if you're positioned so perfectly to help this exact person, then they're probably going to pay you to help them, right? If they can, if they can afford it, yeah. Well, like, why wouldn't they just go for it? So let's dive into it. So imagine you post a video, right? Or you've been posting videos for a while and you're getting like a few hundred views, okay? And you're trying to get more views, right? Well, what is more views going to do for your business? Tell me, what is it going to do? You're going to reach more people. Sure, you might get an extra few sales, but if you're creating content for the views, then you're creating entertainment. If you're creating content to reach someone and bring them into your ecosystem, bring them into your company, and show them that you can help them, assist them, fix their problem, or whatever, or you have a product that they would want to buy, then it's easy. That's simple, right? Then you create content that will help, that will show people how you can help them. Or maybe you're creating content that does help them, and then they'll want to see how you can help them even further. It's crazy how simple this is, right? And how you can create videos for virality or for to get more viewers or more subscribers or likes or follows or whatever. But honestly, the metric in the end is just vanity. It's just to like kind of show people, oh, hey, look at how famous I am. But man, there's so many people that I've heard about that have, you know, 100,000 followers or whatever, even a million followers, something like that. But they're not really making any money because they're creating entertainment. They're not creating content that helps people and that creates a funnel to where then you can offer people something to grow deeper with you and to then create expansion in the world, right? So in the end, views just doesn't really matter. Like it's just it's a vanity metric for most people. You know, what are people doing after those views? Are they clicking your link to learn more? Are they messaging you, being, hey, how can I work with you? Are they saying, oh my gosh, this was life-changing to watch? Because here's the thing. a lot of entertainment channels, a lot of the stuff with all the views, it's not really life-changing. People don't comment that most of the time, right? They don't comment on it and be like, man, this really changed my life. They're like, oh no, it's just something to pass the time. They're bored. And you're not looking for these bored people. You're looking for people who actively want to work with you, who want to use your service. Whether your service is like a necessity or like a luxury service, it doesn't matter. Like you want people that are actually going to, you know, show up and do business with you, not just lurk around and watch your videos. I mean, it's cool if they want to, right? But it's almost pointless. So why are you trying to make content for those people? People who just want to mindlessly scroll. You don't want those people. You want people who are going to take action and go further with you, whether it's you own a marketing agency like us. Like, we don't have a huge following on any of our channels, but we don't need it, okay? Because we create content that helps people or that shows people what we can do, and we don't really need that person to follow us. We want them to work with us, and so that we can work with them, help them grow however they need to, whether it's in revenue or whether it's in views. We can do both. But see, our business is not positioned to, we're not an entertainment company. We're a marketing agency. Okay? We're not trying to make us famous. We're trying to make you famous, or we're trying to make you money. So what, you know, look at your current positioning, and what does your content say about you? Does it say, oh, hey, you know, watch me and do cool stuff? Or is it saying, hey, I can help you with this, this, and this? And what it does is it takes people who don't need to be watching your channel. It takes them out of the running, basically. It keeps out the crowd that you don't even want. And it pulls in people that you do want, because you're speaking literally directly to them. And of course, like I said, it may not result in a ton of views, but it will more likely than result in customers and clients and people that you can genuinely help. And even above all of that, you might actually start attracting people who you want to work with. There's a lot of people who message me to help them with audio stuff all the time. I'll be honest, some of them I don't want to work with. They're the types of people. And so that is my fault, first and foremost, because my positioning isn't correct, or I'm not charging enough to weed out these people who just want to nickel and dime everything that I'm doing, right? Or anything that I'm offering. So, man, don't focus on the views as much. Focus on the impact and focus on who you're serving. And then as time goes on, your niche will grow. It may be slow. Like, honestly, it might be super slow, and that's okay. Because as long as you're growing, slowly growing, and you start pivoting and you start creating this little, you start to carve out this little area in your industry, people start kind of knowing who you are, and it starts expanding, but it's slow. It's slow. It's okay. It doesn't have to be fast. Doing things super, super fast can often lead to businesses falling down just as fast. So slow growth, in my opinion, for most things is the best. The only thing that I would disagree with that on is something entertainment like, because the more views, the more likes you get, the more it blows up, the more funding then you can get for the next thing. Anyways, but for the most part, for most businesses, just get some slow growth, okay? Help people one-on-one. It's like, if you're slow right now, do whatever you can to help people one-on-one to get those testimonials to then throw on your website or throw in your funnel, to where then whenever people do reach back out to you or they go through your whole system, they see these, testimonials that you have built into everything. And they're like, oh, wow, this person really does change help people a lot. And that's ultimately what matters, is those people who get into your funnel from your content. So don't worry about views. Don't worry about likes or whatever. That stuff is cool. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying that engagement isn't good. Like, if you can get a lot of engagement, if you can create engaging videos where people are commenting and liking and, responding to it, that's good. And usually the algorithms on the social channels and YouTube they'll reward you for that. Like, they'll push your video for sure. But you don't control the algorithm. You don't control the social channels. They do. I mean, that's their platform, so they can change anything they want. So as soon as you do good, or, you know, find something that works, they could shut it off. and then you got to move on. So you need to build something that gets the people, your customers, into your ecosystem, and you have to create content directed at those people, and then kind of just filter everything else out. So that's it for today. Today's podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. It's something that I think a lot of people need to hear, because there's always people that are like, well, I got a million views on this video, but it's like, did you make any money off of it? Did you really help anybody with it? Or did you just waste a lot of people's time? It's a big question to ask. And you have to ask who you want to be. Do you want to be an entertainer? Do you want to be someone who helps people? Which, I mean, entertainers, I'm not saying they don't help people. You know, they do help people with laughter and taking people on journeys and everything. Like, it's like, I love TV and movies just as much as the next person. But most people aren't in it for aren't doing things for entertainment. They're building a business or doing something different on the side. So just keep it in check. And again, if you guys need help, growingmediamarketing.com, we would love to help you guys with anything that you guys need help with, learn, develop, launch, anything. Like, we're here. We can work with pretty much any budget. So, yeah. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys on the next video. Bye.